It is to the view. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, and Sean Rogers after Arsenal 2, Liverpool 2. In the more immediacy, it's after Erik Ten Hag has been relieved of his duties at Manchester United, which unfortunately for us all means we're going to get more Gary Neville in our lives somehow. I don't know.
I know this isn't good for podcasts. I'm appropriately dressed in black as a mark of remembrance for the good times.
It's just the Neville thing that's got me. I mean, he might start presenting news at 10, doing public service broadcasts. He'll probably be Prime Minister in about 3 years. It's just more Neville talking about Manchester United. Somehow, some way. Anyway, we'll stick to the game because there's plenty to get into. So three changes for Liverpool. Sean, in terms of how we set up, I don't think it's entirely different from what we've seen in the last two games, in terms of where we're pressing, where we're setting the first line of press. Szoboszlai not being in, what would you put that down to? Do you think it's maybe that he's probably, I think it's maybe fair to say, the least press resistant of the other three? And then, you know, you've also got the idea of legs and the idea of players backing up games with the three games in a week.
Yeah, I think it's probably that. I think also something that Slot talks a lot about is individual performance levels. We haven't got enough of a case study on this yet, but I wonder whether if he catches a certain player in peak rhythm where he thinks, I'll run with this person a bit. So after last week against Chelsea, he might have had a view with Curtis Jones in terms of his own form. And in addition to that, Arsenal don't necessarily in the big games play out from the back and sort of play through in quite the way that you would need Szoboszlai in that specific area. And yes, especially when you look at the games from January and February of last year, I think it was, that the press resistance element does come in. You can counter that with we'll come on to that in terms of especially the spell in the first half with Arsenal, in terms of you do lose that bit of physicality. So especially when you think that you're coming up against in that sort of area of the pitch, Marino and Rice, you do lose. It's not just the athleticism, you do lose that bit of physicality. So, you know, the big thing for both teams was how are both teams going to set up with the ball, and what are they going to do without? And without the ball, Liverpool pretty much the same as we've seen thus far. I think the interesting thing to highlight on that, though, is that Arsenal therefore don't have any surprises in terms of what Liverpool are going to do without the ball. I don't mean that as a criticism of Liverpool. I just think it's something that Arsenal have looked to try and expose. And obviously, in terms of Arsenal, they'd normally be 3-2-2-3, albeit there's loads of variations that Arsenal use both in-game and game-to-game. In this one, the most notable aspect of it is that they drag Havertz into that almost right midfield role in possession of the football. Number of reasons. One, it means he's not up against Van Dijk. If they need to go long, if they need some kind of out ball, they think they can try and get it in there and it'll stick.